This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations is warning that tensions in Iraq could escalate after Monday's rocket attack in Erbil, which killed a foreign contractor for the U.S. military and wounded at least 14 others. The hail of more than a dozen rockets late Monday was the first attack in nearly 2 months targeting Western military or diplomatic installations in Iraq after a series of similar incidents blamed on pro-Iranian Shiite factions. The UN's top representative in Iraq, Jeanine Hannes Plasschaert, wrote on Twitter, "Such heinous, reckless acts pose grave threats to stability." U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken earlier said he was outraged and pledged American support in holding those responsible to account. Iraq's prime minister said those who fired the rockets aimed to create chaos. He vowed to keep Iraq from becoming a so-called backyard where regional conflicts play out. The barrage of rockets used in Erbil were the same caliber as those fired in recent attacks in Baghdad. They appeared to be aimed at a military complex inside the Erbil airport. The complex hosts foreign troops deployed as part of a U.S.-led coalition helping Iraq fight jihadists. The Biden administration laid out its priorities in Iraq on Tuesday, saying it wants a strategic partnership with a stable and democratic country while preventing a resurgence of the Islamic State terror group there. Deputy U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills told a virtual meeting of the U.N. Security Council that the U.S. plans to remain a steady, reliable partner for Iraq and its people. Mills said the new administration will support Iraq's anti-corruption and economic reform efforts and continue providing humanitarian assistance. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.